suspected gunman captured. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A manhunt has ended for the suspect in a shooting at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville that left three football players dead and two other people injured.
University of Virginia Chief of Police Tim Longo was briefing the media about the shooting that killed three of the school's football players and the suspect, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., who was also a student.
Mr. Jones came to the attention of the University of Virginia's threat assessment team in the fall of 2022.
When he was handed a note.
We just received information the suspect is in custody.
The shelter-in-place order for students has been lifted.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping today met at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia.
I found him the way he's always been, direct and straightforward. And do I think he's willing to compromise on various issues? Yes.
The president saying U.S. policy pertaining to China and Taiwan remains the same.
One China policy has not changed. We oppose unilateral change in the status quo by either side, and we're committed to maintaining the peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait.
Administration officials say the president and Xi agreed nuclear war should never be an option. President Biden today saying the liberation of the city of Kherson from Russia is significant for Ukraine.
I'm confident that Russia will not occupy or defend Ukraine as they intended from the beginning.
The president saying the U.S. will continue to provide support for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves. President Biden also telling reporters he doubts there are enough votes in Congress to codify abortion rights. The Supreme Court overturned federal protections for abortion earlier this year. Democrats appear likely to lose control of the House, which would allow Republicans to block any such legislation. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence to get phone records belonging to Arizona Republican Party State Chair Kelly Ward. She had asked that the request be halted while a lawsuit proceeds. Police in Turkey are questioning a woman over the bomb attack that killed six people in Istanbul yesterday.
Turkey's interior minister says the woman confessed to planting the bomb and would have fled to Greece if she hadn't been arrested. No group has yet claimed to be behind the attack, but Turkish authorities are blaming an outlawed separatist group, the PKK. It wants an independent Kurdish state within Turkey and is regarded by the US and the European Union as a terrorist organization. Six people died and more than 80 were hurt when the bomb went off on a busy pedestrian avenue in central Istanbul. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Transportation Security Administration is putting agents from Cincinnati back into training after a man was able to board a flight to Tampa last week with box cutters.
A flight from Cincinnati to Tampa was forced to land in Atlanta after passengers and flight crew discovered one man on board acting strangely and had box cutters.
Oh, babe, there he is.
How did he get a knife on the plane?
They took a knife. Screwdriver from me, and he got a box knife. I have no idea.
And he said he was going to stab people?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That from video recorded by others on the flight. Now the TSA agents from the Cincinnati airport are back in training because they failed to spot the box cutters on CT scans and even returned one to the man without blades after a property search. Evan Brown, Fox News.
A memorial for the 20 first graders and six educators killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School nearly 10 years ago opened to the public yesterday. There was no ceremony in keeping with the tradition in Newtown, Connecticut of marking anniversaries and other remembrances of the shooting with quiet reflection. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.